Okay, my name is Lionel Brosh. I work in MRI. So I'm not a designer. I'm not a programmer. I'm actually the guy who designs a device and make it work and tries to actually get the whole things together. I'm working on a new type of MRI device, something that sees new kind of contrast and can be explored for medical applications. And I want to make it open sourced. Now, MRI is not something you can build in your garage. It's some complex kind of equipment, as you can guess. It requires a lot of skills and so on. So making things like this open source is quite a challenge. And what I want to try and make is something like an open source hardware repository, something you could install on your computer. You would actually maybe be able to browse projects online. If you find something that is interesting for you, you download the file, you have all the blueprints, all the steps needed to actually make the device, all the skills needed, all the documentation and so on. And then you just follow step by step. So basically, the code is the blueprints, and the compiler is yourself, or whatever tools you use to actually make the device. And when the device is built, you have a virtual environment on your computer that actually can track what the device does, and so on. So that would actually be quite nice to develop these kind of ideas, but I'm not a designer. I'm not a programmer. So what I would like to have is some help from a designer or programmer to give some inputs about how this could actually look like. Not make it at this stage, but to have some realistic view of how this could look like technically so that I can apply for grants and get actually someone hired to do the job. So if anyone here would be happy to have a discussion, a chat tonight or on the beer or whatever, I'm happy to talk. I leave my email address on the board, so you can contact me. Thank you.
Designing MRI device.
Yes.
Yes, it's a new kind of MRI device called field sensing device.
So yeah, not a magnet, whole body, we have patients coming in there and so on. We have a few prototypes already done. It's working great, we have clinical studies going on, and now I want to open source it, which would be great. I'm not the only one to do that. Actually, there's a whole community doing this called Open Source Imaging Initiative. They are working on open source MRI and ultrasounds and also devices. They are part of this, but well, again, we are hardware guys, and any help on design and programming would be great.
Okay. I didn't know where to start. So, design in terms of the hardware design in terms of the product or the interface that the MRI technician would be using?
The entire thing. So basically, what we've done in Aberdeen so far has been to assemble pieces that were built by suppliers because it's so difficult to get power gradients and magnet and so on. These guys in Open Source Initiative are actually trying to regroup all their initiatives around open source hardware that are relevant to MRI. They managed to get the whole system, actually, from the magnet to the gradient to the coils to whatever. So all the pieces are there for a bare-bone scanner, at least. So we need a bit more, but... and what we've done in Aberdeen is, well, integrating all that, getting the software to work, getting the images, making the patient studies, validating, doing the research on how we can actually use it, what information it gives that could be useful for clinicians, liaising with the hospital over there. That's what we've done over there, yes. So a bit of, well, yeah, quite a bit. Thank you very much. But yeah, so again, having someone to help with the other part, so all the technical thing would be great.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you want to help or to be part, that'd be
okay.
Great.
Okay. That's
thank you. maybe time for someone else. You're welcome.
You have some slides.
Yes, I have them.
Thank you.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Window, maybe.
I don't remember. I think it's full screen.
Yeah.
Should I put this or? Okay. Okay. So hi, I'm Sofia. I'm from the UVA team, and the rest of the team is there. I want to explain a little bit the problem we are facing in order to understand the project. So mankind is facing these two problems, no? Surveillance capitalism and the loss of control of our data. So we wanted to regain this data and this data ownership, and we decided to build a platform to escape from the corporate consumer cloud. So what is UVA, no? The our project. UVA is a physical device that everyone will have, everyone that they want will have in their house, and you can have there a storage, email, contacts, calendar, or any kind of app that you can download from a decentralized marketplace.